Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Until recently, I did not know hummingbirds ate insects.
Well, if you think about it, an animal that's swinging its arms at 72 times a second needs something to rebuild those muscles that it's exercising in there. And without protein, they're not going to build muscle.
You got a point. So if you find insects such as bees snacking at your hummingbird feeder, Mark Klim says don't panic.
People get all excited when bees get around their hummingbird feeder. And bees are a great food for hummingbirds. I've watched them take bees out of the air.
Klim coordinates the Texas Hummingbird Roundup, a citizen science project where folks like you and me help biologists take stock of hummers.
We ask people to take a look out in the backyard once a week, about 15, 20 minutes a week, can give us a count of what birds you're seeing out there. How many? What species? What are they using? And then if you see anything unusual, like you find a nest, you see mating behavior, we ask you to record it and let us know about it. Once a year, we have these forms sent back in, and right now we're reviewing the data from the 2007 season.
You can download information packets for the Roundup and find out where to buy a hummingbird identification wheel at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.